It's getting close to someplace between now and 9 o'clock. And the latest just came in down the voice tube from upstairs. Now, see, when you're down in the grotto, 3.5 stories under the main studios, you got to depend on stuff being sent down from upstairs. And in order to get it, comes down a tube, lands on the barrel right in front of the candle here. You open it up, and there it is. It says OTB, letter H. Now, get this. MMF came in first in the first at Yonkers tonight. It paid $11.40, $4, and $3.20. Letter C, Greta Lobel, placed second. Is that a comment worth playing? Was third. It paid $4.60. Ain't bad. Now, I'm going to get these all during the evening. They come in here in code. And they're wrapped up in a heavy vinyl thing, you know. And I'm the only one who gets to open these. This one I'm going to have put in a plastic thing and preserved. Greta Lobel placed second. I'm supposed to give the weather around, too, every once in a while. And if you caught it last time, it's pretty much the same, but I haven't heard where the high wind warnings are in, but they are for strong northwesterly winds gusting to nearly 50 miles an hour at times tonight. Clearing and cold and a low near 30, and mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 40, and fair tomorrow night, low around 30. I've given up on the Throg's neck question. I'm sending Chirumbolo over to the library tomorrow or Monday. I'm going to leave him in town for next week because we've got some research projects we're into. You know, we've got an inventor's studio down here in our workshop, and it's run by Dr. Hunyadi, Dr. Chirumbolo, and Dr. Caligari. And I've got a new guy on the staff that I just signed up today. Let's see, where is his qualification there? His name is Dr. Bart Carver. And he's developed a machine called the Total Wipeout, which means it'll clean up anything at any time, any kind of equipment or anything you've got. You call this guy, he comes out. But I've got him under exclusive contract down here in the grotto, and we're working on some very famous stuff that we want to get out. When I was here the last time, and I still think some of the things are down here, I had a catalog I was putting out with 79-cent items in there. Nothing over 79 cents, because we can all handle that, right? And that's including tags. The thing that we developed was a beach house made out of bamboo and little springs and some rice paper. And when you get to a place where you want to change into your bathing suit along the surf there somewhere, you throw it down on the ground and it goes ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and it opens up into an 8-foot cube. And you get in there and change. And when you're through using it, after you come out of the water and change back into your clothes, you fold that baby up, put it in your shirt pocket, and split. And nobody is any the wiser. Ray Price is a guy I ran into in San Francisco. You know, when I left New York, I went to San Francisco. A lot of people thought I just left for good someplace they didn't know where, but I was in San Francisco for 8 years. As a matter of fact, a lady called a moment ago and said that she'd heard me out in the Golden Gate area. But I went out there and I ran into Ray Price, who had a 22-string backed orchestra, about 40 pieces. And he comes out and he absolutely gasses the people. He's a country and western artist. He comes from Texas. He's had a great many hits. I love the way he sings. He does a great job on whatever he handles. And he's got the far-outest tooled boots that you'd ever want to see. So I'm going to play a little shot by Ray, and then I'll be back with something else. In the meanwhile, I'll answer the phone.
I'm out late every night, doing things that ain't right, and she'll cry for me. When I'm down in the dumps, and she nurses my lumps, how she cries for me. And she'll never complain, she keeps hiding the pain. But I know all the while, She's not feeling too well, 'cause I put her through hell. Still she forces a smile. She's got to be a saint. Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realized that before my eyes. There's a dress in the shop that'll make her eyes pop, but she'll look away. She'd have gotten a lift if I'd bought her that gift for her birthday. But her birthday has come, and I feel like a bum, 'cause I spent my last dime on a worthless old friend on a drunken weekend. I've done it time after time. She's got to be a saint. Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realized right before my eyes, here is a saint. Should I stay, should I go? I really don't know. My mind's in a blur. Soon it's gonna be dawn, and if she finds me gone, would it be best for her? I see her cry in her sleep, so I kiss her wet cheek. I kneel by her and pray, and I'll turn off the light, step out in the night, and I'll go on my way.
I'm really excited. That was Ray Price, and I know you agree he handled that thing with alacrity and dispatch, his two partners who have been with him for about 15 years. Thaddeus Throg is on the line. I'm talking to him, and he's going to give me the complete story, although we can't do it on the air because it's not what you'd call unexpurgated at the moment. But I'm going to handle that, although that's a little profound for my line. I'm going to try it. Have we got a thing that goes does makes that sound?
Reservations are now being accepted for cruises to the sun. Remarkable cruises on a ship longer than four city blocks with a crew of over 900. She's Queen Elizabeth II, the greatest ship in the world. Cruise with her this winter to the sun of islands like Curaçao and St. Thomas and Martinique. Room for room, she has the largest staterooms afloat, even duplexes, three of the greatest restaurants in the world. There's more to see and do aboard Queen Elizabeth II than on many of the islands she visits. There are precious few ways in the world to get as much for your money. Cruise with her from New York to the Caribbean Sea. Cruising aboard Queen Elizabeth II. We wrote the book on it, and it's yours free. For your free copy and reservations, call your travel agent or Cunard at area code 212-297-6100.
Queen Elizabeth II is a British registry.
Naturally. Of course. Right, my man? Oh, goodness. Do that a little there back there, huh? I don't know how much is there. Incidentally, the background that we do here tonight is done by Barry Goldberg. And it's from an album, Barry And. And I don't know who the guitar player is, really. I used to know. But if I had to guess, well, I just wouldn't. Hey, the phones. You people are out of sight. I've been answering the phone and talking to a lot of people, and they all ask me the same question, and I'll have to answer it on the air and be honest about it. I was invited in to do these 4 hours, and that's all I know up to this moment. This is 4 hours, and I'm very happy to be here and to have been invited so close to my anniversary date, which I really never kept, but I feel that it's kind of an anniversary. Because when I came into New York today, I, first of all, flew in over the old fairgrounds, and the plane circled in that area, and it was cloudy and overcast when I came in, and there was one beam of light coming through from the clouds, and it came right down and shone right on the Statue of Liberty, like it was a C.B. DeMille production. And it was just for that moment, as I came in, I thought it was kind of a sign, you know. I said, boy, the old lady's glad to see me back. Then we went over the fairgrounds and the stadium there, Shea Stadium, isn't that it up there? And no, that's down in L.A. Is that what it is here? What is it here? Shea Stadium? Oh, okay. And then I came in on the Brooklyn side, kind of, so you can see Manhattan, which is the best place to see the Manhattan skyline, is on the Brooklyn side. And it really looked good. I got to the airport and went for my luggage, and a guy came out and lifted my suitcase up and handed it to me and carried it a few steps, and I wanted to give him a quarter or something, and he wouldn't take it. That was number one. Very good shot, right? I was in a restaurant later on in the evening. I was putting my coat on. Some unknown guy came up and helped me on with my coat. Now, they say you got to watch out when you come to New York. They've been giving me all these negative shots. Everything is lovely. My wallet's intact. My wallet is intact, I swear to you. And the guy at the airport was being helpful. And on the way here, in the taxi cab, somebody actually moved over their automobile to let us through into a lane where we would have gone into a concrete pillar if he didn't do it. He moved over of his own accord, and that's what I say. New York's welcome to Jazz Bo has been absolutely far out. Now, there's one other thing of a serious nature that I'd like to take up, and that is I have changed, not my name, because I would never do that, just the spelling. Now, Jazzbo used to be J-A-Z-Z-B-O, but I wanted it to look a little more maybe polished, continental, and a little more balanced. It looked like it was heavy on the jazz side, and the last two letters were hanging up like northeast. You know what I mean? So I changed it to J-A-Z-Z-B-E-A-U-X, which, if you think of it as French, it's wrong because there is no such thing with the X on the end. But I did it just to make it look right. So if you send me a note here at WNEW, put it down J-A-Z-Z-B-E-A-U-X, and I invite all of you that have O's in your name to convert those to E-A-U-X. Now think of it. If your name is Tom, it's just T-O-M, three letters. Man, you deserve more than just three letters. You put T-E-A-U-X-M, and take a look at that. If your name is Simon, you put S-I-M-E-A-U-X-N. And that gives it a little heaviness there. Hey, Cy Coleman's ready to go on with the sound here. I hope I'm not impinging on your infringement there.